Richard looked over the side of the path, across the central well. He could see Dor and Hunter across the well on the level below. They were looking around for him, he assumed. He called to them, shouted and waved, but the sound did not carry. The Marquis laid a hand upon Richard's arm.
Look,
he said. He pointed to the level beneath Dor and Hunter. Something moved. Richard squinted. He could make out two figures standing in the shadows.
Krupp and Vandemar, said the Marquis. It's a trap.
Oh, what do we do?
Run, said the Marquis. Warn them.
I can't run yet.
Go, damn you.
And Richard ran. He ran as fast as he could, as hard as he could, down the sloping stone road under the world. He felt a sudden stabbing pain in his chest, a stitch, and he pushed himself on, and still he ran. He turned a corner, and he saw them all.
Hunter! Dor! He gasped, breathless. Stop! Watch out!
Dor turned. Mr. Krupp and Mr. Vandemar stepped out from behind a pillar. Mr. Vandemar yanked Dor's hands behind her back and bound them, in one movement, with a nylon strip. Mr. Krupp was holding something long and thin in a brown cloth cover, like the kind Richard's father had used to carry his fishing rods in. Hunter stood there, her mouth open. Richard shouted,
"Hunter! Quickly!"
She nodded, spun around, and kicked out one foot, in a smooth, almost balletic motion. Her foot caught Richard, squarely in the stomach. He fell to the floor several feet away, winded and breathless and hurt.
Hunter?
He gasped. I'm afraid so, said Hunter, and she turned away. Richard felt sick and saddened. The betrayal hurt him as much as the blow. Mr. Krupp and Mr. Vandemar ignored Richard and Hunter entirely. Mr. Vandemar was trussing Dor's arms, while Mr. Krupp stood and watched.
"Don't think of us as murderers and cutthroats, miss," Mr. Krupp was saying, conversationally. "Think of us as an escort service."
"Only without the bosoms," said Mr. Vandemar.
He sounded ever so slightly embarrassed.
Mr. Krupp turned to Mr. Vandemar. "Escort in the sense of accompany, Mr. Vandemar. Ensure our fair lady gets where she's going in safety. I am comparing you neither to a lady of the evening nor to a common street harlot."
Mr. Vandemar was unmollified.
"Said we were an escort service," he muttered. "Know what that is?"
"Strike it from the record, Mr. Vandemar. I misspoke myself. Let us from henceforth be chaperones, guards, accompanists."
Mr. Vandemar scratched his nose with a raven skull ring.
"All right," he said.
Hunter stood beside the rock face, looking at none of them. And Richard lay on the rock floor and writhed and tried somehow to suck air back into his lungs. Mr. Krupp turned back to Dor and smiled, showing many teeth.
"You see, Lady Dor, we are going to make sure you get safely to your destination."
Dor ignored him. "Hunter," she called, "what's happening?" Hunter did not move, nor did she answer. Mr. Krupp beamed proudly.
"Before Hunter agreed to work for you, she agreed to work for our principal, taking care of you."
"We told you," crowed Mr. Vandemar. "We told you one of you was a traitor."
He threw back his head and howled like a wolf.
"I thought you were talking about the Marquis," said Dor.